Today's Flying Talkers is brought to you by Colli Logistics. When it comes to keeping things moving, it's Colli, by golly. The global air cargo industry is a sunrise sector. You don't believe that? Look out at the ramp. There are thousands of airplanes carrying nothing but air cargo these days, where in past years it was in the belly, or maybe it wasn't there at all. The volume of air cargo being moved is ever increasing, and airports are finding it difficult to keep pace with expansion in terms of infrastructure, workforce, and level of automation. An end-to-end web-based air freight software or an air cargo management system can assist cargo terminal operators to address these issues. At Colli Logistics Solutions, we understand these issues well and constantly strive to provide solutions that can address these problems, promising improvement and efficiency of the operation, as well as increasing bottom line results. Colli Logistics Solutions' suite of air freight software solutions to address the challenges of air cargo stakeholders have stemmed from working alongside leading airports, including Atlanta, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, and other locations around the world, gaining in-depth understanding of the challenges and opportunities that define the air cargo domain. Colli's flagship air cargo management system provides state-of-the-art technology for modernization and streamlining of air cargo operations that could assist all stakeholders in overcoming the challenges. It's Colli, by golly. Hello, air cargo fans. This is Jeffrey Arendt, and welcome to today's Flying Talkers. Well, right now, quite a few people in the air cargo business are readying with breathless anticipation. Yeah, that's right, breathless. As TIAACA readies a big meeting in Florida that's going to begin next Tuesday, right away in the daytime, and go for Wednesday and Thursday, and be over about 4 o'clock on Thursday, a week from this Thursday. We're just wondering, because of the start of the show, Election Day in America, we think it's kind of a strange choice for a TIAACA opening. I mean, everybody's got to do what they got to do. But the International Air Cargo Association, TIAACA, founded in America, the Air Cargo Forum begins on the 8th, Election Day, across the USA, which means to attend the first day of TIAACA, if you're from America at least, unless you can figure out how to get to an absentee voting center, how will you be able to be in two places at the same time a week from Tuesday? Well, here's a quote to think about. Nobody will ever deprive the American people of the right to vote, except the American people themselves. And the only way they can do this is by not voting. That was said back in the 1930s by President Franklin Roosevelt. America's custom of weekday voting, just for the record, began in 1845 when the American Congress passed a federal law designating first Tuesday following the first Monday in November as Election Day. Sorry, TIAACA, they're not going to change that date. So, but forgive me, why did the organizers of the Air Cargo Forum and the Trade Show Company schedule a U.S.-based ACF on Tuesday, November 8th of all days? I mean, couldn't they have waited one day and launched ACF on Wednesday, November 9th? Perhaps in this global village that we all live in these days, planners' first rule might be brushing up on their local calendars. When you look over the landscape of trade shows, you can bet the Air Cargo Forum that goes on Munich, and other events that the mega show company that puts on the Tiaca Forum would never open on, say, October 3rd, which is German Unity Day. It would be unthinkable to open Air Cargo India or Air Cargo China during the just-finished Diwali festivities or Lunar New Year celebrations. So, right from the shoulder, and also from the heart, pay attention, Air Cargo Forum, and sharpen up here. The country that brought the rule of law to the rights of the common man, the one that is at the top of places in the world where people want to live, witness in 2022 more than 5 million people have waded across rivers and made every conceivable effort to get here, wants and needs a day to vote. But here's a plus. If they had waited a day and, say, started on Wednesday, maybe the good timing would have had the ACF ending on a Friday and encouraged a few attendees, or maybe more, to weekend in Miami and take a truly wonderful, culturally outstanding town to heart. What an experience. A trip to Miami Beach without a stop into Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab, a fixture there since it's opened in 1913 and Woodrow Wilson was president, is like a day without sunshine. Elsewhere, Miami City Hall is located at Dinner Key on the water in the exact building where Pan American World Airways launched its flying boat base during the 1930s. Today, that beautiful Delano and Aldrich designed building, which, by the way, are the same people that designed the Marine Air Terminal, LaGuardia Airport, and most of the original LaGuardia Airport, Delano and Aldrich. It's right near the water, as I said, and today it serves as Miami City Hall, where the City Council meet, and now the old passenger lobby are the chambers of the Miami City Hall. It's an Art Deco masterpiece. And then almost across the street, but not quite, is the breathtaking National Historic Landmark Vizcaya Museum and Gardens. Vizcaya is a former 1916 waterfront estate home with 32 decorated rooms and 10 acres of formal gardens. It's absolutely fantastic. Get a sandwich and go sit in the gardens, or maybe get a sandwich at Vizcaya. Finally, you might enjoy drinks and stuffed eggs at Michael's Genuine, a really groovy neighborhood spot to go to, and it's the best restaurant. It's high art. It's the best restaurant in Miami. And if you can't, don't forget to vote November the 8th. This is Jeffrey Aaron. No Man's Son, A Flight from Obscurity to Fame. Mike Choudhry, one of the most successful people in the history of the air cargo business, founded Atlas Worldwide 30 years ago. The Pakistani native began flying in 1993 with one lonely 747 freighter, and today Atlas is the largest aircraft crew maintenance insurance ACMI operator on the planet. It's been 21 years since that sad day on January 24th, 2001, when Mike, who was only 46, died while piloting his jet in Watkins, Colorado, with Jeff Cole, a reporter on board. I'm Jazzy, and all I want to do is fly, were among the first words Mike Choudhary spoke to Linda, who became his wife and business partner who created the book, No Man's Son, A Flight from Obscurity to Fame. Here, she affectionately has assembled an immensely detailed history of jazzy Mike Choudhary. But the lingering impression is sweeter than just cold facts, and more reminiscent of like what Ginger Rogers did in her movies Dancing with Fred Astaire. All the steps Fred did, Ginger said, but Ginger was in high heels dancing backwards. Linda's nearly 400-page immigrant's memoir recounts the life of a young Pakistani man who came to America with a driving love and ambition to make a difference in aviation. Through challenges, he soared to the very heights, and he practically invented the ACMI business. Driven by an entrepreneurial spirit, Jazzy unleashed his passion, ultimately building a successful company with a solid foundation. Today's giant Atlas Worldwide. People recall Mike sleeping in his car at JFK International, totally driven. During the early years, he was always on the job, never taking no for an answer. And those were heady days of change and excitement. You can, for a moment, imagine the sculpture of Atlas that sits in front of Rockefeller Center on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, winking and coming to life as Mike Choudhary drove by one day, and from there it was a small step up under the tail of that first B-747 freighter. They're all over the world now. And you know, most people think that the sculpture of Atlas holds up the earth. But Ovid and the writers of the ancients, and now Jazzy's actions in the modern world reaffirm, Atlas holds up the sky. So as the International Air Cargo Association, TIACA, November 8th in Miami Beach, brings the next big thing in air cargo, filling exhibition halls for 3 days, events with software companies and others, it's good to recall a founding father of cargo from another time of dramatic change. Here in Miami, United Airlines' Jan Krems, a true airline genius, will be on the half shell so you can talk to him and see if some of it rubs off. World beaters like the inimitable Amar More, Kali Logistics Solutions will chart and explain the future of the first and last mile on the ground. Ingo Zimmer will once again define what makes ATC Aviation Services, alongside of his crew in South America and all over the world, what makes it the best GSSA on the planet. And Eduardo Del Rego and Michael White of Pay Cargo will expand understanding of the new way to pay and settle up worldwide. So here's an offer you can't refuse. No Man's Son, the Kindle Unlimited Edition, is free. Go find it. On your way there, on your way home, just for a moment, sit down and read all about it. It's also available on Amazon in paperback. The title is No Man's Son, A Flight from Obscurity to Fame. And just for fun, how did Mike get started? What did he do? Who was it in the airline business that, as we say on the street in New York, threw him a break? I'll have that for you. And I'll have a surprise you may not know about, may not have read about, right after this. This is Jeffrey Arend. Flying Talkers podcast brought to you today by your friends at Pay Cargo, the better way to pay and to save time and money. You see, PayCargo has a better idea. By simplifying the payment process to more than 3,000 vendors, cargo moves faster. PayCargo saves you time and money by expediting important data and funds to ensure rapid release of your cargo. Maybe best of all, you get the time to build your business assured that the PayCargo team is with you, providing trackable, tangible results every step of the way. So why wonder why most shipments in the PayCargo system get released in as little as 1 hour? Go to www.paycargo.com and explore a whole new way to pay and get paid. PayCargo offers flexible payment options and also available credit lines. And as the number one online platform in the world for cargo payments, www.paycargo.com can offer you a level of service, financial expertise, and connectivity that makes it easy to ship, click, and pay. So go to www.paycargo.com and get the rest of the story. Discover how PayCargo simplifies a better way to pay and get paid. And tell them Flying Talkers sent you. That's www.paycargo.com. Great people to do business with. I love celebrating the lives and times of people that I've met in my 50 years of covering the air cargo business. I especially love the fact that I can remember it all. That's a blessing. I fully expect one day to wake up and probably not remember anything. So while I can, I'm going to keep telling you these stories. Once upon a time in 1994, I found myself in Taipei, Taiwan, sitting at lunch with Peter Yap, who was the top cargo executive for China Airlines Cargo. At one point, Peter looked at me and said, "The trouble today is finding markets that offer great growth potential and also support from the local gateway." "Very rare," Peter said. "Taiwan people love to eat fish, and we cannot get enough of it competing with Europe and elsewhere," Peter said. I looked at him, who was eager to do business, and I thought about Miami. We had personally grown very, very fond of Miami for its history, for its people, for those little tiny cups of coffee colada. Loved to go to Victor's at the early morning and find out what was going on just off of 36th Street near Glenn Curtis Gardens over there. We personally served and followed the gateway since 1975 with the distribution of our air cargo news. We delivered ACN to the cargo area in Miami back when it was located in the part of the airport that served the U.S. Army during World War II. They would ship goods down to how far Brazil stuck out and then fly over to Africa, for example. A lot of tank parts and a lot of heavy airplanes and things like that. That place area was called Miami International Air Depot, or MIAD. And it still is in some cases. I also thought about the two detailed history books we created about the airport after Amaury Zuri Ryan brought us in to meet General Manager Dick Judy, legendary Dick Judy, Richard Judy. He right away gave us the green light for the first book, Complete History of the Airport, and later we did an all-cargo book about Miami Cargo, obviously, for Gary DeLapa when he was aviation director. Anyway, at the lunch, I looked at Peter and I said, Peter, come to Miami. Bring a freighter into South Florida, where all the fish you need will swim right into the airplane and you will make history. This ebullient guy, this Peter Yab, that's exactly what he did about 3 years later. And the rest, as they say, is history. But before CAL could fly to Miami, they needed to get permission, and that meant overcoming objections from FedEx and others. So for the next couple of years, we wrote as many stories and tracked Peter everywhere he moved to try to help him out. Every time he came to Washington to realize those flights, we created a story supporting China Airlines and Miami-Dade. Peter Yap was a most interesting character, but he was a cargo guy, an executive in that short group of people. I don't mean how tall he was. I mean just colorful, as you imagine, and interesting in air cargo. He was a pioneer, a true pioneer, who sized up opportunities and went for them. He put his money where his mouth was, too. Peter wanted to help build China Airlines cargo into a world power, and he needed airplanes. But the airline was not about to buy a fleet at that time. Flying Talkers, brought to you today by the people of ATC. From Frankfurt, Germany to the world, with offices open everywhere, ATC is the reliable general services and sales agent, GSSA, for top-rated customer satisfaction. If your airline is delivering service excellence, chances are ATC represents them somewhere. There's no secret sauce here. ATC's extraordinary expertise and service ethic harkens back to a time when results-driven cargo executives were the product of a lifetime of best practices and great training. So contact ATC, one world, one great air cargo GSSA. ATC Aviation can be contacted at atc.aviation.com and tell them Flying Talker sent you. That's atc-aviation.com. So guess what happened? Pete got to know Mike Chowdhury when Mike Chowdhury was just getting going, when he brought Golden, Colorado-based Atlas Air to the fore, providing aircraft, crew, maintenance, and insurance for cargo executives with better things to do, that is, get the cargo, and Jazzy would move it. Peter Yap was the very first customer for this new idea. Atlas needed contracts for several airplanes, so Peter and Michael worked out a deal, and China Airlines leased a fleet of B-747Fs from Atlas. That's how things got going. Simple as that. And it was a friendship between these two gentlemen that was based in real friendship. They were quite a couple. It was all straight business, of course. But in a unique coincidence, both loved Jackie Chan movies. So occasionally, when they could, it was not unusual for them to do a deal. And then, with the pressure lifted, repair to a local movie theater. It used to be the Midway Theater over on Queens Boulevard in Forest Hills, right near a bunch of really nice restaurants, but also a great old movie theater. I remember when my son made his first movie. Well, that's a whole separate story about the day we went in over there with our entire family. Somebody recognized him. And it's very exciting. But anyway, Peter and Michael, they were quite a couple. They would just sit there and watch Jackie Chan and let the action speak for itself. It's lovely to think that these captains of industry knew how to relax and enjoy each other's company. We thought about Peter Yap as we celebrated the life of Jazzy Chowdhury in the book No One Son, created by his wife Linda, as we detailed here earlier in our program. As a great world resource, no doubt the red carpets for Atlas will be rolled out as 2023 unfolds. But let's not forget the cargo guy who led the way from Miami Air Cargo to Asia as a customer for Atlas with an original idea to deliver some fish to the home market. Peter Yap started the ball rolling from Miami, delivering the Gateway's first scheduled Asian flag carrier. Although many great airlines followed, China Airlines Cargo was first, and Peter Yap and Michael Chowdhury made that happen. One of the greatest aspects of what we do is telling the story of the lives of air cargo's people. We are, after all, messengers. To have been part of moving the industry forward and to have lived long enough to tell the story is surely the sweetest reward anyone might imagine. So thanks for listening. This time, until next time, keep them flying air cargo. Be good to each other. Enjoy your time in Florida if you're going down there for a couple of days. Try to get over to one of the places we recommended in our earlier stories. There are great restaurants and places to go. You know, Miami Beach was basically a bunch of 1930s hotels. They were all painted white, and they were full of people that were retired. And then a guy named Michael Mann came in, and he painted all these buildings, all these beautiful deco buildings, some of them really quite small, in these vibrant colors, brought out there, if you'll allow, Art Deco-ness, but also brought out how beautiful the place really is from another time. And now, mostly big corporations own these little places, and they've really souped them up and fixed them up and made them into world-class destinations. So I hope you'll enjoy that trip down there. Thanks again for listening. This is Jeffrey. Goodbye.
Good Lou.